I had a hard time sleeping, but I did finally manage it. I was so looking forward to this evening. But first, I had a therapy session to get through.
Good morning, Birch. How have you been?
Absolutely amazing lately, Nathan. I've been playing at Harvey's 5 nights a week.
Good to see you keeping yourself busy. Is it very lucrative?
Actually, I do it only for tips and those I give to charity. But I met someone there, believe it or not.
Oh, an old friend?
No, a girl, actually. She kept showing up again and again, so we talked last night, and tonight we're going out for dinner.
Are you getting serious with this girl, Birch?
You make it sound like a bad thing.
It's not my job to judge, Birch, but I would urge caution. Remember your struggles. How is this girl going to react when you tell her?
Well, does she really need to know?
Whether she needs to or not, she will find out. It's inevitable as the law of gravity. Besides, can you ever have a completely open relationship if you're keeping secrets from her?
Well, she might be able to accept my past as long as it's in my past.
Birch, please think. You come to me specifically because a lot of therapists don't know how to handle cases like yours. Most people simply want to toss you to the wolves just for thinking some of the things you've thought about in the past. It would take a special kind of person to accept that.
Well, maybe Maria is a special person.
Maybe she is, but the odds are against it, Birch. Ancestral bears were highly protective of their cubs and drove the fathers away. Feral bears still do that. It has taken a lot of time for the evolutionary change to take place that makes it more beneficial for cubs to have both a mother and father present during formative years. But the old ways still inhabit the mind, Birch. This would be especially true if the mother thought of the father as a threat.
Oh, come on, Nathan. You know I'm not a threat. I never was.
We're not talking about you or me. We're talking about female bears in general, Birch. I'm not really saying don't do it. I'm saying use caution and don't expect this to work. The odds are against you.
Like fighting the law of gravity, like you said?
I only use that phrase to refer to the certainty of her finding out about your past, Birch. But if we're talking about odds of this working, it's likely similar. I don't want to see you get hurt, Birch, that's all.
So you want to see me spend my life alone and unloved, is that it?
Of course not. There are plenty of ways for you to have companionship and affection. I'm just saying that the odds of this working are not good at all.
I see. Well, it's just dinner and she's leaving town soon. I'll just let her go.
This isn't a black and white issue, Birch. I just want you to be aware of the odds.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks.
Well, our time is pretty much up. See you again next week?
Yeah. See you then. Why? Why does everyone want to see me go through life unloved? I've changed. Nathan can see that, right? I'm not the bear I used to be. And I've never felt like this before. Not even in college with several of the affairs I had. Maria is different. And I get the feeling she'll accept me no matter what my past is like. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm sick of playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes, and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love before I've tried. So even if I crash, I'll risk my sense of pride and tell her why I'm defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. Unlimited, together we're unlimited. We can and be the greatest team that's ever been. Maria dreams the way we plan them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Just you and I defying gravity. With you and I defying gravity, they'll never bring us down. I hope we're happy now that I've chosen this. I hope it brings us bliss. I really hope we get it, and I don't live to regret it. I hope we build what we intend. I hope we're happy in the If she accepts my secrets, then we'll be flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity. I'm flying high, defying gravity. And damn, I love the sound. And nobody who tells me no, no expert who tries to say it so, is ever gonna bring